This conference is being recorded.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joanne Dahlketter, and it's now March 8th, and this is Performing Edge Coaching International. Welcome, everyone, and so glad to have you here today. And we're going to do our call on how to find out how to establish a book title if you're interested in doing a book, maybe now, or maybe you're in the middle of doing one or thinking about one in the future. Or this could also be a title for anything that you do, actually a speech or a blog post or an article, you know, just how to find out if your book or your product or your idea is has commercial viability. So it's really important to, you know, do a lot of us, you know, you get an idea and then we write a book or something and then hope it's going to sell. And down the road, people might find that it's not selling as well as they thought. And if you can do a lot of this research ahead of time do the marketing part up front, you know, have that be sort of front-loaded so that you know that people are searching on the terms that you are using in your title for whatever you're doing, then you'll have much better, you can have that confidence that people are looking for exactly what it is that you are doing. And so I want to show you a process for doing that today. And it just makes, you know, so much more sense to, you know, find out what are people looking for first. It's like you have that, if you can imagine a wheel of a bicycle, and you imagine the hub in the middle is your message. And then you imagine the tire on the outside, the rim going around the outside is the market that you want to get to. And the spokes in between are the media. How you're going to get your message through the media to your market. So if most people start with the message and think I have this great message, and then they later find out that maybe it's not a match to a market that they want, or there's not enough of a market, or the market's searching for something else. So it's better to start with the market itself and go find out what the market is searching on. And nowadays it's free and easy to find that out through some of these tools that I'll share with you. And you can use, if you find out what your market wants, then you can tailor your message. Doesn't mean you have to completely change it, but you can, you know, tailor the words that you use in your message to your market, so that you've got a much better chance of having that message to market match. And then the media in between, all the spokes, are all those wonderful tools we have now that we didn't have 2 to 3 years ago that are free, you know, with Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn, and our blogs are all just those tools have leveled the playing field, so that we as the little guys can, you know, without a huge budget, can still, you know, get our message out there to the market. And if you do it in the right way, you can really make a huge impact and have a great profit and ongoing income from this, recurring income. So I wanted to, first ask, welcome you and ask if you have questions, and then we'll, you know, go into training for that. I see Duran's here too. Are you, Duran?
Yes. How you doing?
Hi, good. Yeah, I know you've got a book that you're working on, or is it published now? Or what stage are you in?
I'm just about complete. I'm just getting the final outline sent back, PDF sent back, and then it's going to go to print. So I just have to finalize everything, and it's all done.
Great. Yeah, you're having someone edit it, or...
Yeah, I had a doctorate in English. She edited my whole book.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's a good person to go to. Yeah.
Right.
And then are you going to have it printed through Amazon, CreateSpace, or somewhere else?
I have a company called US Barcode, and I bought my ISBN number through them, and they're going to print it as well. Actually, really good printing cost.
That's good.
They're doing it on demand as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's great. So, like a dollar a book or so, or is it?
It's like $3 a book.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, that's fantastic. I know I contributed he asked me to contribute the foreword for the book, and yeah, I was really honored to do that. And yeah, if any of you have books or ideas like that that you'd like me to help you to promote, I'm happy to support you in that. So, yeah, that's fantastic. Called Performance Playbook, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. And is it ebook and print book?
It's just going to be a print book and then on Kindle and Amazon and Kindle and the Nook.
Right. Yeah, Barnes & Noble has the Nook.
I need to get another ISBN number to put it in an ebook format.
Uh-huh. Yeah. For ebooks, you don't absolutely need it.
You don't have to. But
it might help to identify it kind of thing. Yeah, that's great. So, so you've got your book idea, and there's any questions that you had about the process or for you or anyone on the call? I'd love to answer your questions and be available to you.
Well, my book's going to be 116 pages, so it's going to be a quick read, but I have a lot of good information in it, and it's a lot of work.
Yes, for
sure.
Putting
it all together and making sure it's edited correctly, and definitely have to have a lot of patience putting it all together.
Yeah, there's a lot of details there for sure.
The little things that matter.
Yeah.
Number, making sure it's outlined correctly. And,
right. Yeah.
I learned. Trying to do it through Word isn't the best way, so I put it in InDesign.
Uh-huh.
Outlined it through that and getting the page numbers correct and all that stuff. So it's been a fun experience putting together a book.
Yeah, it can really add credibility, I think, and give you position yourself as the expert in your area, and can help you to you've got your workshop coming up, I think a seminar end of the March, is that right?
Yes.
So it's nice that you have that deadline, an event where you could sell your books there if you can. And also, yes. In case something, a nice thing to know if there's a glitch that you don't have your book completed, you can always do pre-orders. When I did my first book, with your Performing Edge, 10 years ago, with the first edition, gave a seminar. I didn't have the book printed yet, but so many people wanted it that I just figured, oh well, I'll take orders. And so I just gave them a special price for the pre-ordering the book, and then there was one. It was a running group, and so I was able to get the books to the coach within the next week or two, and then he was able to distribute them to the to the people who bought them. So you can always consider that sort of thing too. If you don't have the book available, or if you run out, you can always have people order the book and then you can send it to them. So that's a great option too. So and then there are many options with getting your book up on now you can get it up on, if you want it, also another, well, four different places is Amazon. Create Space is a way that you can have your book printed on demand through Amazon, and so they just print, there's no cost up front, which is really nice, and they just print it there with each person that orders the book. And then you've got Kindle, of course, which is the huge, the biggest bookstore right now, that's just growing by leaps and bounds. And so Kindle, you can get your book up there within, if you actually, you up one trick is if you upload it in, not use Word, but HTML, when you're doing Word or any kind of document, you can save it in any format. And there's one option usually at the bottom, save as web page or save as HTML. And if you save the book in that format, Kindle loves that, and they'll usually get it up there within 6 hours. So it's pretty amazing. And then you can get, of course, Barnes & Noble has the Nook now, which is equivalent to the Kindle reader. And then we've got Apple is it has their whole bookstore, Apple Books, or eBooks as well. And then Google is the brand new kid on the block, and they've got Google Books. So there's not as many people looking at Google right now. So that's, you know, both a good point and a bad point. The bad is there isn't quite as much audience there yet. They're not well known, but of course everyone knows Google, so they're gonna grow very quickly. So the good news is that there's not as much competition right now, so you can get your book on Google as well. And I'm going to be doing that shortly with a book that I'm doing, so I'll show you that process as I'm doing it here, how you can do that as well. Yeah, other people have questions about books or just about anything before I you know, give you the tips that I wanted to share with you. I don't know, Susan or Lauren or Rob. Oh, by the way, we have.
Go ahead. I'm wondering, how difficult is it to start writing a book? Like, I can just imagine the difficulty starting a thesis and, you know, writing a book.
Yeah, right.
Process take and getting all your thoughts in order, and especially for someone like me, I have a hard time focusing and just typing and writing. So it's like, always thought if I was to do anything like that, I would just speak into a recorder and try to get that transcribed, and then maybe, you know, reorganize the thoughts and things like that.
Yeah, that's a great. A great question, Rob. And oh, and by the way, yeah, Rob's a new person here. Duran Blumberg is just to introduce you guys. Yeah, Rob's new from Southern California.
How you doing?
So yeah, you guys can say hi. So yeah, that's great. So your question is, yeah, how to get started and where to go with your ideas. And so I think. And how long does it take? I mean, it can take anywhere from, I mean, when you get really good at this, you could write a book in a week or in a couple of weeks. If you do a shorter book, anywhere from that to, you know, a year or so, just depending on how you know, much material you have. And I think it's better to start with a shorter book. Number one, that's what is in demand these days. People want shorter books. So something that's, you know, it could even be 10 or 15, 10 or 20 pages. You know, like a booklet or a starter guide kind of thing, just to get your feet wet, to get a success experience and get something up on your website and on Kindle is a good idea. And then, you know, people want, like Duran's book, 100 and whatever it was, 116 pages or so. You know, that's a good, just something over 100 pages is a good length for a book, too. Something that people will pay for, and when you get it on Kindle, it's if you sell it between $2.99 and $9.99, then they'll pay you 70% royalties, which is really great when you consider that they have such a huge reach and huge market out there. They basically do the marketing for you. So how to get started, I think, is to just. I think, yeah, Rob, you had a really great suggestion, and one of the best ways is to talk your book, you know, write with your mouse rather than your mouth, and you can actually, you know, we talk about 4 times faster than we type in general, and if you're a slow typer, then we talk like 10 times faster than we type, except people say, I think the average person speaks about 150 words per minute. Here, why don't I put this on mute here? I think there's a kid in the background. Or if you can mute your phone, you can just press *6. But I'll just put this on mute just while I'm talking here for a moment so we can get a real clean recording. You can, yeah, or if you're in Texas, I think they only speak 72 words per minute. A little bit slower in the South. Just kidding. But we can, I think the thing you want to do is write out your ideas, kind of like Rob, you were talking about a vision board before, you know, just or a mind map, just write out your vision of what, you know, just brainstorm first what your ideas would be, and then write, you know, all the different topics, And then what you want to do is we'll decide on one topic that you're most interested in, and then you can basically get a working title and divide it up into, say, 7 or 10 different overall topics, and those could be your table of contents, main topics under that area. And then you can basically start writing one chapter at a time. It's better to write the middle of the book first, kind of the different chapters, I think, and then come back and write the table. You write the table of contents at the end, because that may well change. And you can write the in the first introductory part, you want to write at the end, because that will kind of introduce the person to the whole book, and the book sort of evolves as you write it. So the best way, I think one of the simplest ways to do a first book is to, as you say, Rob, talk your book. You could write out, say, 10 questions. Pick a topic and then write 10 questions out that you think you're interested in or people might be interested in. And then just take one question at a time each day. Take one question and have talk into your iPhone or your any kind of recording unit you have. Most computers have recording unit. If you're if you get Dragon's a great tool for Dragon Dictate for iMac, for Apple computers, and it's Dragon Naturally Speaking, it's called, for PCs. It's a great tool for dictating your what you have to say. So you can just talk, and then your words turn into text very easily, and it's very easy to train. So if you were to take one question a day and then answer that question, just talk for 2 hours or so, you'd basically have talk for an hour you'd basically have a chapter or a couple of chapters. And then you can clean it up later. The mistake a lot of people make is they try to make it perfect the first time. Or if you're writing, actually typing something out, we tend to be editing as we're going, and which really, stifles the creative process. But if you can just speak, then you can, it's just much the words and the ideas flow much more easily, and you just get it's like having a conversation going. And even better is if you have someone interview you. So give your wife or your husband, your spouse, or family member, a friend, another athlete. Give them those questions. Give them one question and have them ask you, and then just speak your answer. If you're really talking to another person, then you'll tend to, they'll draw out more in you, and you'll end up really saying so much more and covering the topic much more deeply. And then if that person can ask you follow-up questions, they say, well, wait a minute, what do you mean by this word that you said here, and tell me more about this, and draw out more in you, then you'll find that you can go much deeper into that topic. So one simple way is to take a question and say, okay, here's a question, and answer it in threes, three tips or three ideas about that question, and go to the next question and talk about three tips or three ideas. And the mind tends to work easier in threes. So if you can get those three ideas out, and it might turn into 5 or 7 ideas too, but start with three. And once you've got those down, then you can, either do the editing process yourself or have someone else do that. But the ideas, if they can just come out of your own mind first, that works good. Also, another way to get ideas is just go on the internet and, read other articles. Go to ezinearticles.com. It's like magazine, but it's ezine, E-Z-I-N-E, magazine, ezinearticles.com, and they have a lot of articles there on various topics that you can look at just to get ideas. And you can search on whatever topic that you want, and you'll come up with tons of articles. And then you can just take those, not copy them, because that's obviously unethical, but to use that as a model, and then reframe the ideas and put your own spin on it, and add your own ideas and your own stories. Your own stories are unique to you. So, then I want to show you a research process here of how to find out if people are actually searching on your topic. So let me just open up the lines here first. Does that make sense, what I just said? Is that something that you feel like you could do? Like, Rob, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes, that's good guidance. It makes sense.
Yeah, okay. And anybody else, any questions come to mind with that writing process? Anybody get writer's block or have trouble with that? Okay, well, let's let me go into the talking about the research process here. The best way to do research for your book title, or again, this applies to a title for anything that you want to do, even if for a blog post or an article or a speech, a workshop, other products, audio products, any ideas that you have. You know, you want to know if your book's title will sell before you write it, and then you'll be confident that you've got the best book title and a good message to market match, like the wheel that I was talking about. So here's a process that you can do for a title and for each of the ideas that you have, and you know, do it for the title and then repeat it for your subtitle, because the title of a book should be short, about 3 to 5 words long, and that's the main sort of the hook that gets people interested, with the main keywords that people are searching on. And then it says exactly what the book is about. And then the subtitle that goes after that should be, it could be longer, like the promise of the book. What it will, you want to put in some kind of benefit if you can, what it will do for your audience. So you can look on Amazon for examples. Like example with my book, it was Your Performing Edge is the title. And then the subtitle is The Complete Mind-Body Program for Excellence in Sports, Business, and Life. So the title is short and just says, you know, has something that's short. And if it's catchy, it's something that's really memorable, that helps a lot too. And then afterward, have a subtitle that can be longer, and just say, you know, exactly, you can target it for a particular audience or a particular topic or benefits. You know, it could be, I don't know, Duran, what's your, do you have, since you've got your book, you've got Performance Playbook, and then do you have a subtitle too?
Yes, I'm sorry. What was that question?
Oh, I was just asking, since you got your book, a Performance Playbook, we were talking about titles and subtitles, and I was just asking, do you have a subtitle for your book then? After Performance Playbook? Do you have a subtitle, something a few words after that, where you describe what the book is?
Yes, it's Feeding Your Potential from the Neck Up in Sports, Athletics, and Life.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Feeding Your Potential from the Neck Up. In Sports, Athletics, and Life?
In Fitness, Athletics, and Life.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a good example of a title that's nice and you know, explain from the neck up, tells people it's about mental training and the mind and mind-body connection. So that's great. That's a perfect example. So so let's take your book title and or something, you know, just that you have, if someone has an idea about that, let's just kind of come up with an example. Like, why don't someone that's on the call, do you have an idea for a title or a topic that you'd like to write about? Even, it could be even just an article or a booklet, like anyone can jump in and just, let's just take a kind of an example, and then I'll show you how to research that if people are searching on that. So anyone can jump in, any kind of topic that you might think about that's sort of inspiring to you?
Yeah.
Like total silence, and then everybody's thinking of something. Go ahead. Sue, were you talking or Lauren?
Yeah. Well, I'm getting ready to start my master's thesis,
uh-huh.
And I hope it's kind of the launch pad for any kind of a book I want to do, which is going to be more like a workbook. that my theme or my thesis will be that the benefits of using guided imagery and mind-body techniques for improved healing.
Okay.
So I need it to be a little catchy. That's kind of wordy.
Yeah, healing. Say that again, what were you thinking of?
Well, this isn't the title.
Yeah, but just the idea, yeah.
The theme, yeah, the idea is using guided imagery and mind-body techniques for improved healing.
Okay. I'm just typing that in here for an idea here. Using guided imagery and mind-body techniques for improved healing. Okay.
Yeah.
Healing. Okay. So one tool that let's just use that as an example. So one great tool that you want to start with is called the SEO book keyword research tool. And you can just, I'll put this in the Performing Edge Coach members area too, under, as part of our, if you click on schedule, it'll be like right there under the recording. And so it's SEO stands for search engine optimization. You know, so you want to find out what people are searching on and how to optimize your book and your website and all that for what people are searching on for your market. So SEO book keyword research tool. You can just search on that, or you can go to seobook.com. So you can do it now or later, either way, and I'll tell you what it is. But if you go to seobook.com, and then under there's several little tabs at the top, and you under SEO tools, you click on keyword. Under that, there's a little box that says keyword tool. Several choices there, and if you click on keyword tool, then you can search on your title there and see how many people are searching on that. Here, in order to this one, you have to set up a free account. It's free there. You just register for a free account, and it takes less than a minute or so, and then you can look at the various topics. So, for instance, if you put in, if you wanted to, you know, let's say look at guided imagery, you might want to type that in for a, you know, as a keyword type thing. And you want a keyword phrase that has searches in the number of, say, in the range of 200 to 200 searches or so per day. Because if you have something that's less than that, you know, only zero or, you know, five or three searches a day, it means not many people are searching on that particular topic. And so you might not have as much of a market, although you'd have a really targeted market. But if you can find a word or a phrase where you've got 20 to between 20 and 200 searches per day, then you know you've got a really good niche there that you could dominate. If it's way up there, like a 10,000 or 100,000 searches a day, you know, like weight, if you search on weight control or something, you'd probably get 100,000 or a million searches a day. That's maybe those. That's a good area, but you want to pick a niche within a niche for that. Maybe weight control for people over 50, or weight control, mind-body techniques for weight control, or something that's specific within the niche. You know, if you just had a title of a book that just said weight control, you know, it would get lost in the millions of other books that are about weight control, right? But if you, this is a way to really go in and find out, you know, get into the mind of your reader, and I mean, this is really a specific tool just for books, and so it's very it's perfect for us as authors to find out what people are searching on. So if you put in guided imagery or mind body techniques for healing, you know, find out if someone's searching on that, and then you might find that it's you can try different, it'll give you different examples. It might be people are searching on healing, or if you just put in guided imagery for healing, see if people are searching on that. So you want, ideally, if you can find a perfect, like, title to there that people are already searching on, like guided imagery for improved healing, and find other people are searching on that, that would be a perfect title. So you want to just, does that kind of make sense?
I'm trying a few little ones out, and guided imagery has zero results. So
yeah, interesting. So yeah, it's really good information. Yeah. So try maybe visualization too. Would that fit for you? Or meditation?
Yeah, mind body techniques actually shows about 113 results.
Yeah, so that's perfect. That's within the 220 to 200 searches. Yeah, mind body techniques. So that would be a really good, you want to try and your title to front load your title with keywords so that your when Google goes there and if you have your book up on Amazon, Google actually, Amazon's like one, people don't realize this. Amazon's one of the best search engines out there. People are actually. If they type in Google, they type in Mind Body Techniques, and your book is called Mind Body Techniques, it'll access that from Amazon and show that you are, put you at the top of the page there for Mind Body Techniques, because Amazon is so powerful in terms of, titles and they've really got it together. They're the that's where people go. They go there as much as they do to Google to find topics. And the great thing about when people go to Amazon, they actually have their wallets open, ready to buy things because it's a store. So mind body techniques. I'm glad. Thanks for doing that, Sue. So we can kind of see what your what might work there. Mind body techniques, of course, can work for as a great title for. Anything for healing, also for sports, for other people on the call too, if you're into performance. So you might want to put the mind-body techniques part up front, mind-body techniques for healing or something. Did you try typing in healing, Sue?
Not by itself.
Yeah.
Mind-body techniques to improve healing comes up with one that has nothing to do with anything. So I'll keep working on it.
Yeah, so
that's a good one.
Yeah, so that's good. So the next step is to go to Google and the Google keyword tool, which is very powerful as well to show what people are typing, because that's where the number one place people are going to type in things. So it's kind of a long phrase to type in. So there's the easy way to get there is just type in alexkeywords.com. So that's a forwarding link that a friend of mine set up. So it's easy. Just if you go to alexkeywords.com, then you'll see that you can type in your keywords there and see what the searches are for your for your proposed title. So you type in, you see it there. I don't know, Sue, if you're on, you can try typing that in, alexkeywords.com. And
keywords. I put it in and it doesn't go anywhere, so I think I spelled it wrong. Alex keywords.
Yeah, Alex, A-L-E,
plural?
Yeah, plural, A-L-E-X,
oh, okay.
And then keywords, plural, .com. Yeah, and then it goes, you'll see up there it says Google AdWords, but you don't have to worry about the AdWords part. And then you just type in a phrase, like if you guys are on your computer, you can do that. We can type in mind body techniques. And then you have to, the very first time, you just have to type in that little letters below. It's one of those to prove that you're a human, that you're not a machine kind of thing. Oops. So you type in, if other people are doing it there, you type in your word that is there at the bottom. It's usually hard to read those things. And then if you can't see it, you can put in something else. And then it will give you the number of searches. So you put in keyword, mind body techniques. And then on the left-hand side, it says match types. So you want to type in, it says broad is checked usually. And you want to type check exact word phrase. So that'll give you more of an exact showing of exactly who the exact words that people are typing in. So then you look down. Let's see, mind-body techniques. It says, global monthly search is 880. That's what I see there. Do you see that, Sue? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No,
is your question?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it says competition low, which is good. That other people are, you know, there's not as much competition in that area. So then it gives all kinds of other suggestions, like mind-body techniques, mind-over-body, biofeedback, meditation techniques. Says 90,000 searches, alternative medicine, 450,000 searches, all kinds of things, mind-body health, 210. So, you know, it's like you want something in the middle range, not the very top number of searches. You know, alternative medicine would be like it's almost 500,000 searches. That would be too many. But if you had mine, you know, something like, you know, in that area, and then try different kinds of phrases, you'll see, you know, if you want get something in the range of, say, you know, a 1,000 to, you know, or 200, between 200 and 6,000 searches or so. So you're in the middle range so that, again, you're not at the very top. You're not getting lost with the, you know, with something like weight loss that's way too large. But you've got something that is, you know, in the middle range there. So are you able to get there, Sue?
Yeah.
See that? Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Does anyone else have a topic as well to we can try this out on? Also, well, while we're doing this, I just want to show you how to, so that you got familiar with kind of how to do that. You've got SEO Book Tool, and then we've got Google, which is you just go to alexkeywords.com, and so that gives you an idea, and you just keep typing in different phrases at the top so that you get a sense of what works, and it will give you suggested phrases that you might not have thought of that other people are typing in, and that could be a really great book title. And if you can have that match of a book title with a phrase that people are that you know people are typing in, it gives you much more confidence that your book will have that commercial viability because people are searching for this topic. Now the way to really find out what after you've got these search words, the way to find out what the market is actually paying for is to go to, you know, Amazon.com and look for book titles there. And so if you go to Amazon.com and then there's a little search box at the top under search you can, and departments you can put, you know, select books. And then under the little search box, let's try, yeah, mind, body, techniques. You can type that in and see what comes up for books. So there's a book called Minding the Body, Mending the Mind that comes up first, I guess, there. But there's actually, and then there's Body, Mind, Mastery by Dan Millman. I know that's actually a sports psychology type book that is well known. I've got that in my library here. Mind Magic, Healing Foods. But there, it looks like there's nobody that has that title of Mind Body Techniques so far there. So that would be a good title, and then you could add a couple words to it. If you just put one technique is that you want to just type in part of your title first in the search box, like just mind body, take out the techniques part. And if you just type mind body, it will give you suggestions of what other people are already typing in. So like we've got mind body connection, mind body spirit, mind body mood solution, mind body health, mind body medicine, mind body solution, mind body healing. So, like Sue, you were talking about those two kinds of things, mind, body, and healing. That it puts let's click on that and see where that goes, because this is really good for you and for all everyone that's, you know, anyone that's. We're all working with with people that are, you know, active and that need healing. So if you go to mind, body, healing, that's a you know that that's a a phrase that people are typing in since Google actually has it. There's a suggestion. So that's great. Yeah, and it says, so we've got books like The Mind-Body Prescription, Healing. So that's a good example of how to do a title and then a subtitle. We've got The Mind-Body Prescription is the title here of one book, and then Healing the Body, Healing the Pain is the subtitle. So even though healing is in the subtitle, the this their search engine for Amazon picked it up there. You got how your mind can heal your body, and a book called Quantum Healing, all kinds of books there, healing back pain, various things. So then the second thing you want to do is find out how these books are selling, and so to see if people are actually buying these books. So let's say if we take the book, you type in Mind Body Healing, and then you go to that book, that top book, the Mind Body Prescription, and actually click on it, and it takes you to that book page. And then you want to go down and search down to the bottom, scroll down a couple times, book description, and then frequently bought together, editorial reviews. And right below that, right below editorial reviews, you see product details. And this is where you can see how well the book is selling. And you can see all the different subtitles or categories within Amazon. And so you can see this particular book, Mind Body Prescription. If you under product details, if you look at the bottom there, it says Amazon bestsellers rank. So we've got number one is obviously the best overall books. And then, actually, this book is selling pretty well because, there's millions of books on Amazon. And so anything in the range of 1 to 200,000 is would be considered a good selling book. It's doing pretty well. And this book, it says Amazon bestsellers rank is number 5,600 in books. So that's selling really well. So that this tells us that this is a topic that people really want and are searching for. So that's good, and they'll probably buy, people will buy a lot of books in this category, not just one. So then in the various subcategories, it's number 11 in the category of chronic pain, and it's number 30 in the category of mental and spiritual healing, so this tells you a lot about the book itself. And then you can, with each of these books, to get ideas for your topics, you go to similar books, something that you want to cover, and then most books will say click to look inside. So you click the book to look inside, and it will give you the opening there, and you can see the cover page and the title page, and it will give you the first few pages. It'll give you the whole table of contents. So this is wonderful for when you can actually look at the table without having to go to a bookstore or buy the book. You can actually kind of look into the mind of all of these authors. What if you were to look in the top, 10 books or top 20 books of in your niche, and look at all the table of contents? You've got all of these wonderful ideas for topics that you could then use or adapt to your own ideas. So the psychology, physiology of mind-body disorders, and mechanics of mind-body processes, and physiological. These are kind of big words, so it depends on what your audience is. If it's an academic audience, you could use these. If it's something else, if it's the average person, you might want to use simpler, shorter words. Mind-body disorders. So you've got all kinds of chronic pain and the equivalents of mind disorders in which emotions may play a role. And this gives you great ideas for, what you could do, the kinds of topics you could use for your book. A therapeutic program, The Power of Knowledge, the treatment of mind-body disorders. So this is a, example of a table of contents. And then you wouldn't want to take the exact table of contents of this book. You just, maybe you could copy those those titles, those that table of contents, and maybe 20 other table of contents, and then you've got all of these wonderful topics, and you can mix and match and put in your words and your ideas, and then you've got the best of all these different books that you've gone through, plus, you know, adding your own thoughts, your own ideas. So, and in this area with Amazon, you want to, when you go down to product details of each book, you want to look at the overall book ranking. And, of course, number one is the best. The goal would be to find book titles that are less than 500,000 in ranking. And optimal would be less than 100,000 in ranking. So between 1 and 100,000 would mean the book is selling really well. If it is, then you know that that's a title that people are looking at. So you could take that title and then have something similar. Not, you don't want to have a book title that's exactly the same as someone else, but just pick something that's in that, you know, similar. And you can then have you'll know that book is selling well, and that you can actually write something that's even better than what's already out there. So does that kind of make sense so far, everyone?
Anyway, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got three tools: SEObook.com, and you can go there and search on phrases. I'll put this information in the members area too, so you remember it. And then you go there, find a book that's in the range of titles. Look for titles in the range of 200 to 200 searches, and then you've got the Google keyword tool, which is the easy way to get there is AlexKeywords.com, plural, AlexKeywords.com. To get to the Google keyword tool, and then that's free. All these are free tools, and then you look for something in the range of 200 to say 6,000 searches, 10,000 searches, something like that. You can on the left, you want to select exact phrase so that you get the exact phrases. If you're not getting enough feedback or enough searches there, then you can unselect that and just go for broad phrases. So you see what people are searching on, and it'll give you lots of great ideas that you might not have thought of. And then the third tool is Amazon. So you just go to Amazon.com, search on the book titles, type in the first couple words, maybe, or first one word or two words that you're thinking of, and then see what other suggested phrases come up. So, and then you'll get lots of different ideas. So, At first, don't type in your whole book title, but just the first word or two, and then see what comes up. If nothing comes up, then pick another word and see what comes up there. Yeah, and then look at the product, then page, go to each book and select product details, and look at the overall book ranking, and then look for books that are less than 100,000. So, and then the next step, once you've got some ideas for book titles. Well, one other thing you can do is to select books that are bestsellers. You know, you can go to books, and then let's see. I'll put that in the members area too, how to go to find the ones that are bestsellers. Oh, there it is. At the top of Amazon, there's just below the search bar, there is, it says advanced search, browse, new releases, bestsellers. So if you click on bestsellers and then you search on your book title, then you'll see the bestsellers that come up first. So you've got, you know what's really selling well. So then the fourth step is doing your market research with your potential readers and buyers. So you're actually writing for two sets of eyes, for Google eyes and for human eyes. You want your book to be found in the search engines, so you want to use those keywords people are searching on. And you also want a book title that's attractive, that's catchy, that people like, that people are attracted to. So you want to try it out with people, with actual, you know, people in your potential market. So what you want to do is maybe come up with 10 to 12 proposed titles or 15 titles and put them on a list, and then email that list to your friends and family. Try to get a, you know, broad range. If you get people that would be potential buyers of your book, maybe some athletes or some clients, or sue, you know, people that are, you know, need healing and healing from injuries. And Lauren, same thing with healing or with weight control and people with mental health. And, you know, type your book titles up, and then you find those people, and then just email them the list and ask them to rank your titles from number 1 to number 10. Specify for sure in your email, say number 1 is the best and number 10 is the worst or least liked, and do that for your title itself. So you don't want to just say pick the best title here. It's much better to say rank your titles from 1 to 10. That's the process I did to find your performing edge, and I found most people like that title or ranked it number 1, so that's why I chose that. But and then you can do the same process for the subtitle. You can pick out a number of subtitles and go through and ask people to rank those. So that's a process that you can use to come up. Then you get all these survey results back. You could also do it through SurveyMonkey. There's that's a free service, SurveyMonkey.com, and you can put your titles there and ask people to rank them. But the easiest is just through, you know, sending out a quick email and asking people to rank them and email you back. So then you've really got a true market research then of people that are looking at your titles. And much better if they're actually reading them than if you just say them over the phone, because people need to kind of look at them also on paper. So I would do that process as well, so that you really get a good working title that people like. And people also write in your email to give suggestions, if you have other suggestions of titles switching the words around or editing the titles that you do have, that's great too. Someone might come up with a phenomenal title you hadn't even thought of. So ask for those other suggestions too. So, so that's the process that I use and that I've learned from many of the best, number one booksellers that I worked with, and that works really well. So let me ask do you feel like that's a process that you could do? And, to kind of look at your potential titles for something that you'd want to, write. Anyone can chime in.
Hi, is that the joint?
Yeah, hi, Doran.
Hi, I had a question in regards to when people, like my title, Performance Playbook, and, you know, Feeding Your Potential from the Neck Up in Fitness, Sports, and Life. When people search, like, let's say they just pick, like, they want to get a book on performance, and they just type in performance, or they just type in, like, potential or sports or something like that, would that come up in Amazon? Like, would it show my book in reference to that, or it has to be, like, a whole thing?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think, yeah, as long as you've got the word performance there, it should come up with that search. And so that's why you want to have the main keywords up front. And if they were way at the end, like you had 7 of the best 100 ways to get your best performance, that would be like the word performance is way at the end of the title. It would be less likely to come up in the search engines. But if performance is the first word or the first one of the first 3 or 4 words in your title, then it'll come up much more likely in the search engines. So that's great. It's great that yours is, you've got performance right up front. You did it exactly the right way. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And So, yeah, it's great. And just so, I know you've got your title already, but you probably will want to do other books, you know, as a after this, too. That you could have a whole bunch of those, or you could have performance playbook. You could have a series. Another idea is to have a series of books, have a performance playbook for kids age 5 through 10, performance playbook for kids, you know, age 11 through 15, you know, age specific, or performance playbook for runners, performance playbook for tennis players. So, yeah.
Right.
All kinds of, you can really have a brand there.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So that you can,
well,
yeah.
I got to run, but thank you very much.
Yeah, great.
For all that info. I'm glad I could make the call.
Yeah, I'm so glad you could too. Glad everyone could make it. Yeah, thanks, Dron, and thanks for letting us use your book as an example here. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're a great model here, role model. So, all right. Well, thanks, and thanks, everyone. Anyone else have questions that you'd like to ask before we finish up here?
No, it's just stuff, good information that's on my mind. Kind of thinking, because you know, that's one of the things I'd like to try to do is put together a book. It'll be a little niche, but yeah, give me a good idea on title and topics and how to get started. So thank you very much.
Yeah, good. It's a good way to find out, you know, get ideas from the market, from what people are searching on. And, you know, those are the best three places, the SEO book, and then, the Google keywords, and then Amazon.com, you can't go wrong just looking at all the books there. You've got just a great resource, and you're going to the place where people hang out, where they're actually giving you you're actually getting into the mind of your reader that way, as opposed to just trying to go it alone on your own with these kind of techniques. So yeah, this week, I encourage all of you to try this out and try out those three tools. I'll put them in the members area too. And then next time we'll be meeting on March the 15th, Thursday, March 15th at the same time at 10 a.m. And we'll, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern. And if you have ideas then about titles or other, as you go through this process, other questions will come up. We can share them then, and then we'll go over more. I'll talk more about the process of writing your book, getting it up on the various places, up on your own website and Kindle and then Amazon and all the other places. And then we'll talk about marketing too, marketing your book. And, you know, Sue, this, of course, applies to your thesis as well, a title for a thesis. And your thesis could actually turn into a book down the road, do you think?
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I don't have to do all the research twice.
Yeah, yeah. So be thinking of it as a book, and it could be, a real work of art here. So since you're doing all this work, for your school, you might as well use it for, and you don't have to, the great thing now is you can be the publisher. You don't have to find a publisher somewhere. Yeah, you can get speed on your message to market. So everyone, think of your wheel out there, your bicycle wheel. Your message is the hub, and your market is the wheel, and your spokes are in between, or the media to get it out, get your message out there. So think of that connection between the two. So great work, everyone. Okay, well, thank you so much for investing your time in this call. I'm here for you. You guys are my number one priority to help you to be successful, all of you. And I think TJ was trying to get on the call too, and Amy and Lena from we've actually got, you know, an Olympian, Lena Fryer Christensen from London, who's on our call too. And so lots of people from all over the world here. We've got Ricky from Brazil, and tonight I think Floyd's going to be calling in from Canada too. So we've got people all over the world that they're working on this together. So we can think of it as a big think tank all working together. So, all right. Well, thank you, everyone, and we'll talk again.
Thank you, Dr. Lauren.
Sure. Yeah, and Lauren. Yeah. Did you have any other questions, Lauren? Sorry.
No, it was just really helpful because I'm not really into the writing right now, but, I mean, it's definitely an interest of mine sometime in the future, but the tips were definitely helpful.
Oh, good. Yeah, and you can think of these tips for, yeah, even just a title, whenever you're thinking of a title for an article or because,
Yeah,
for simple things, too, you want to think of it in terms of what people will are typing in so that you can, yeah, get recognized by the search engines and also by Google Eyes and Human Eyes, too. So that's great. Yeah, with your mental health kind of stuff, I there's a huge market for that as well, running and fitness for mental health. You might try to type in something like that and see what comes up.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Yeah, to try that.
I'll try that later, yeah.
Yeah, report back to us next time, too. Would be great to get some ideas. So, okay, so March 15th, put that on your calendar for next, or we'll talk again. And if you have any questions in the meantime, feel free to email me. All right, thanks. Have a great day, everyone. All right.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye now.